1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 327. Sketch 27. Exchanging rooms.
This is a continuation of my deliberately picking visual sketches because they will never be in shows, although Dan's just picked a visual sketch for our next show. Had to rewrite the punchline quickly. So,
certainly, you know, a bit visual.
And we, with our genius, we come up with an ending, so it's fine. So, but it also has all five of us in it.
Great.
If you include stage directions, which you need to. And so I'm going to invite Mr. Simon Toohey to deliver those because he has a velvety voice. And then I don't really know who else is in it, so I will be presenter. Bardell is a woman, so that is you, Laura. Mm-hmm. Steve, which is doubtless our most common name in sketches, possibly even more than Mary and Joe, can be Dan. And then we're left with Alison, and that can be Alistair.
Very well.
So let's see how this works. I think it's going to be heavy weather, if I remember correctly. But...
oh, shit.
Well, thanks for picking it.
Yeah.
Hey. It's just really visual.
Presenter is walking up a suburban garden path, talking to the camera.
That well, is velvety.
It really is. It's so smooth. You should like be doing the videos online, honestly. I say this
like
every week, but
the outside of a Viscount, you know, it's this, it's a rich.
Do they even make those anymore? Your references are so 80s.
Right, I bet they make Viscounts.
In fairness, I'm pretty sure you
I
can.
I thought you actually meant just like a normal Viscount.
Of course
the
you
outside
did.
Of a Viscount.
Of course you right. did.
You know, the inside seam of an earl.
Yes, they do. They're made by lions. But I have just thought, they no longer make Marquis biscuits. Or do you pronounce it Marquis?
I didn't even know that was a thing. Describe
there
it
was
to
a,
me.
A biscuit called a Marquis. It was a chocolate biscuit. I can't really remember. It was one of those ones that were a bit too posh for me to have at the time. They were in a normal or relatively normal packet. It wasn't like Viscount that were in a plastic presentation tray.
Were they individually foil wrapped?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But they
the
were like they were
foil wrapped.
The Viscounts are foil wrapped.
The Marquis were beyond the boaster in terms of standard biscuit, but in luxury form.
I see.
My searching online has come up with lots of examples of Marquises buying biscuits. Which I guess they do. I just remembered a fascinating fact. The double A-side Couldn't Get Ahead and Rolling Danny, the 7-inch by The Fall, there's an empty packet on the front there, just in front of Mark Smith's typewriter. And I imagine that's a pun on Marquee, now I think about it. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, go to your record collection, pull out your 7-inch of Couldn't Get Ahead, and there you go.
Alice
anyway.
Can put a photo of on the week.
I will forget to do that.
Yeah.
That seems likely. I mean, normally he just draws a picture from the wrong day. So, just...
so stop that regularly.
But regularly enough so that we can recognise it as a trope.
I can't dispute that.
Right, anyway, sure. Sorry, let's... bring velvet.
Let's start again.
Simon's voice is velvety.
Right, went off on a tangent there.
Presenter is walking up a suburban garden path, talking to the camera.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since we spoke to Mrs. Bardell about submitting her beloved homemade cakes to the caterers for the mayor's garden party. And I have a letter here with the results of this little experiment. Shall we drop in and see her?
Presenter rings bell. Cut to interior shot of Mrs. Bardell coming from adjacent living room doorway and opening the front door.
Hello, Mrs. Bardell.
Oh, Simon. Well, I never. What a surprise.
Well, I have another surprise. I have a little letter here from the mayor's office. Shall we take a look?
Oh, I'm right nervous. Here, it's funny you're coming now unexpectedly because your camera crew dropped in about 10 minutes ago. They were just passing by.
Bardell turns to the back of the hall, addressing the camera crew.
Weren't you?
Camera moves up and down, as if nodding. Muted agreement from the crew behind the camera.
Oh, hi guys. Fancy meeting you here. So, shall we take a look at the contents of this little...
Wait a minute, Simon. Do you have another crew out there?
Cut to exterior crew viewpoint of presenter, looking flustered.
Pardon?
A crew? Do you have another unit out there with you?
Oh. Yeah, just a little one to shoot this bit. I was going to call you, but, you know.
Oh, right. Just for this scene, Simon.
Oh, come on, Steve. Can we not do this now?
There is another crew out there. Simon, I thought Steve ran your camera crew.
Don't kid yourself, sweetheart. It's what he tells people, but it's been a sham for at least a series.
Alison, boom operator for external crew, leans into the doorway, looking spiteful at Steve.
Perhaps Simon found he needed a crew that could deliver Stephen. One that doesn't keep on cutting prematurely or letting the boom mic drop into frame.
Rest of external crew move into shot.
You trollop, barely out of film school, Oh, I pity you, love, I really do. Let me warn you, darling, his lordship there will toss you away when he finds a newer model, or he'll just get drunk at the Christmas do and spend an evening with some cheap camera phone.
Now, come on, Steve, let's...
You bitch!
Evil stare off, cut from internal camera view to external view of Steve and his crew, and back again. Nasty pause.
So, what did they say about me Union Jack cupcakes?
Shut up, this was never about you.
Steve shoves Bardell back through her living room doorway.
Now, Steve, Alison, I'm sure we can work this out like rational adults. Why don't we sit round a table, get some things out in the open, and then...
Cut off by Alison screaming and running to the internal camera. The two crews have a fight, shown by cameras zooming up against each other, a flurry of leads, mic booms, etc. Cursing and fight sounds from both crews over the top. Soon, the cameras draw apart, and we see the crews panting. Cut to external camera.
All right, we know when we're not wanted. Come on, lads.
Internal crew shuffle up the hall and out the door, awkward because of all the kit.
Good luck, Alison, you'll need it.
Internal crew walk a couple of steps. Steve turns around, emotional, and addresses presenter.
I thought we'd get through it, Simon. I thought we'd stay together, at least for the sake of the runners.
External camera turns 180 to see children leaning tearfully from the living room doorway. One has a clipboard and the other a pot of coffee.
The runners.
Think of the runners.
The little runners.
I believe the runners are our future.
Something about this reminds me of an incident that happened outside my window yesterday.
Okay.
Topical.
I mean, how? But go on.
Somehow, it just... There was this guy walking down the street. He was like 18 or 20 or something like that. And he had big 19? Head... Might have been 19. This guy is walking down the hill with these big headphones on. And there's this guy who's sort of 10 yards behind him or something like that. And then notices who it is and just goes, Bish! And Bish doesn't notice anything at all. And then he says, Oi, Bish! And Bish is still completely oblivious to the situation. And the Bish hunter, if you like, just like legs it down the hill after Bish and slaps his hands on Bish's shoulders like this. Boom! And Bish wasn't expecting this at all.
Right.
And does this weird duck and then swings round and punches this guy in the stomach. And he doubles over and then sort of a moment later sort of gets back up again and pushes Bish into a bush.
Bish bush.
And then within a few moments they are very happily sort of slapping each other's backs and enjoying life very much. But yes, the sort of that sketch reminded me of that.
I mean, it's not enormously similar, to be honest with you.
Well, there's a little fight and there's
a little fight.
Didn't know each other was there element. Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.